This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نستفتح بما هو خير. الحمد لله سبحانه وتعالى وصلاته وسلامه على خير خلقه نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تلا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our lessons on the practice component, the application of reading Warsh and Nafi' radiallahu anhuma. And what we're going to go through today quickly, you can see it here in pink. I really like this print of Warsh from Dr. Tawfiq Damra.
Where's the blanket?
I don't know where's the blanket. Are you looking for a blanket?
Yeah.
We have a special guest here today, alhamdulillah. But this print by Dr. Tawfiq Damra actually is really nice, mashallah, as you can see, because it shows you Warsh in pink. And what we're going, or some of the rules, sorry, of Warsh in pink. The print, of course, is in the riwaya of Warsh in Nafi'. So that makes it easier for you as a student, alhamdulillah. It's nothing wrong with taking it easy. That's how you get to mastery. And what we're going to learn today is about the naqal of harakat al-hamza. And give you an example, what I mean is here we have a hamza or a hams, and it has a fatha or a kasra or dhamma. In front of it is a letter with sukun. And this happens most commonly in this construction of L, the, right? The definite article. So there's a sukun on the lam. So what's gonna happen in Warsh is this fatha is gonna go to the sukun. Or if the hams is in kasra, maksura, it's gonna go to, not to the sukun, to the lam. Right, the lam second. And how are you gonna read it? Lard li, la li, la li, as though this is gone. And you can see this happening right below us. These words, there's alif lam. There's alif lam. But don't think that it always happens with alif lam, because here at the bottom, you see it with a wow.
What's the time? Is it boy?
Oh, wow. Mashallah, mashallah. Fatah Allah lak. So alhamdulillah, what we're going to do is quickly go through reading these together, inshallah ta'ala. And we're going to talk a little bit about taqleel. And of course, the tarqiq of the ra. Because oftentimes people think this is an imala and they make this mistake, but this is taqleel, taqleel. So we'll begin, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And why this chapter? Because this chapter, most of you memorized it, is short, gives you a sense of accomplishment. You're doing great, right? It's not easy to learn. Right? Warsh is one of the more difficult riwaya to learn. There's other riwaya from Nafi', like Qalun, and even Asbahani of Warsh, which are from Warsh, which are easier. But the Azraq, the Tariq that we're learning of Warsh, is not easy, right? So don't be too hard on yourself. And remember that this is a process. Every mistake is an opportunity for you to grow. Don't look at it like, what? Oh man, I have all this in front of me. You know, think about how much of the mount you climbed. Alhamdulillah, look down and appreciate where you came from. And don't let it like overwhelm you, okay? So that's another reason this chapter is something most of us memorized. Alhamdulillah, if you haven't memorized it, you should memorize this chapter. It's very important, even from the perspective of aqidah and tasawwuf, because it encapsulates fear and hope beautifully. But more importantly, it's short. Most of us memorized it, and the rule is here a lot. So let's get to work, inshallah. It's not going to take long. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha zulzilatil ard. Tilard, tilard, not til ardu, tilardu. Why? This was hams, maftuha. And the haraka, the fatha from the hams, was transferred, naqal, nuqilat, to the lam second in front of it. We know in hafs, we read it like this. L, R, Du. Of course, this is the subject of the verb fa'il marfu' bi dhamma. So look here. This is how we say it in Hafs. Al-ardu, with a sukoon on the lam. But in Warsh, nuqilat, transferred the haraka of the hams to the lam. So it becomes lar. Like the word lard, sorry to use that word, but it sounds like that word. Iza zul zila tilardu zilzalaha. Iza zul zila tilardu zilzalaha. Next word, alhamdulillah. Well, I'm going to read this one so you can read it back, okay? So let me go very slowly. Iza zul zilatil ardu zilzalaha. Your turn. Go for it. Not you, the person listening. Iza zul zilatil ardu zilzalaha. Alas. Nice. The next verse, super easy. Same word, same word. And actually, this is the secret to memorizing the Quran. If you memorize one word, memorize it again. If you learn the rule of one word, learn it again. It's not hard. وَأَخْرَجَ تِلَارُ تِلَارُ. Like here, تِلَارُ تِلَارُ. وَأَخْرَجَ تِلَارُ أَثْ قَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Okay, your turn. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And be very careful here that there are actually three letters here, well, four. Four letters here that all have tafkhim. Kha, ra, ra again. Dad and qaf. Right? Husun, daqtun, qid. We know that ra is one of those letters that sometimes it's heavy, sometimes it's not, but in this situation it's heavy. Why? Fatha. And here it is second before it comes fatha also. So, more importantly, I want you to remember this. This is a kind of like an FYI, is that the highest level of tafkhim, of making a letter heavy, is when it's fatha with an alif mad after it. You hear a difference. And a good qari is someone you're going to hear that subtle difference between what's really, really with tafkhim, what's in the middle of tafkhim, and what has less tafkhim. I teach this at Swiss, alhamdulillah, in our section on hafs. The next verse, alhamdulillah, here we see a kasra. So we know that the hams was maksura, insan. Humans, right? Insan. Can you say insan? Good job. Insan. So how's it going to work? Wa qala linsan. Lali. Lali. Good job. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. MashaAllah, تَقْرَئِينَ جَيِّدًا. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma يعني خفف لنا هذا الأمر يعني. So your turn. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Nice. Good job. The next verse, we don't have any rules from what we've learned so far, so we're going to read it easily. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Here, though, I just want to point this out to you. This is taqleel. It's not imala. And people always think it's elhe. This is incorrect. There's only one place, I want you to remember this, I said it before, where there's imala in warsh. Imala means when you completely like smile for the fatha. We have what's called fatha, taqleel, and imala. Fatha would be a tatap, ha. Taqleel is ha, and then he. So taqleel is in the middle, and that's what's happening in warsh. except in one place, and that's Tahe Surah Taha. Okay? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Barely hear it. أَوْحَى لَهَا. خلاص. If someone asks you, why aren't you going أَوْحَى, tell them this is incorrect. According to Sidna Shatabi, according to the Sanad back to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, the way that we're reading Warsh, the more popular way, Imala only happens once in Surah Taha. Khalas, imshi ila mahatta ramziz. Don't worry about anything else. Yawma idhi yasdurun nas. Make sure wa nuna mima thumma nuna shuddida. Right? Make sure that you stop, right? And give that nun wa shadda its love. Yawma idhi yasdurun nas. And don't confuse duru, duru, duru. It's not easy. Sad dal ra. Yasdurun nasu. Ashtata. Khalas. And here we go. Here's the naqal. Man, this one is always hard for me to read, so I may make mistakes, so forgive me. The word is a'mal. We know a'mal means actions, right? A'malahum. But here, in front of a liyurau, this wow was second. And after it came hams, maftuha, liyura wa, of course, that ra wa ma lahum. You got to practice it. Li ra wa ma lahum. You hear the naqal. Faman ya'mal mithqala dharratin khayran yara. There's no tafkhim on the ra. I'm going to teach it to you later. But why? Because this yeah, this lean in front of it with sakin. Khayrain yara. Don't say khayroi. Khayrain yara. Khayrain yara. Waman ya'mal mithqala dharratin sharran yara. And this ra is heavy. Why? Because in front of it is maftuha. It's easy, alhamdulillah. Right, it's not that difficult. It just needs a little patience, and you need to surround yourself by people who support you. Unfortunately, the online community, as well as some of the places that we go to study, it's just people wanting to remind people that they made mistakes. But we all make mistakes. I remember one time with Sheikh Sayyid Jibril, mashallah, was my teacher in Hafs, who told me, like, you know, he told me he makes mistakes. That's why he doesn't let people record him. So don't worry about your mistakes. Worry about your growth and surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you. We all are going to make mistakes as we learn. It's part of the process. And even those of us who know, I learned this riwayah, alhamdulillah, I got ijazah in this riwayah, but still, it's not easy, man. It's not easy. So let's look at the surah again. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال قال ذرة شرا يرى. نكتفي بهذا إن شاء الله. عنكم الله تعالى وإيانا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.